Can we talk Packers for a little bit? Unbelievable. Packers 23, Bears 10 last night. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us to wrap up the game as he does every week here on K107.1. And Brian, I don't think there's been a game besides, you know, the Super Bowl run with the playoffs, but as far as a regular season game, I don't know if I've had that much fun watching a game in a long, long time. Once that fake field goal happened, I haven't been that shocked in a long, long time. I was floored. I didn't know what to think. What an amazing game, Brian.
Absolutely. It took a while for the Packers to get going. That touchdown didn't come until, almost late in the second quarter. It was a punting battle in the beginning, just back and forth, neither team really getting much of their offense going. But once that fake field goal happened for the Packers, it was all downhill from there for the Bears.
And then an interception on the next drive with that momentum. And I heard some comments from Mike McCarthy. He said that's a play they've had in their arsenal for the last 2 or 3 years, and they've been looking at kind of the right time to call it. They call it, and Tom Crabtree even was like, are you sure it's 4th and 26? That was an all-or-nothing play. You're not going to get a first down there. You have to score. What a gutsy move by McCarthy. I like to see it.
Yes, it is interesting. I think this is the revenge of 4th and 26. So,
definitely.
As you might remember, the Packers falling to the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2003 season in the playoffs when they converted a 4th and 26 play, maybe exercised a few demons there last night.
So the special teams playing quite special. The defense coming through. We haven't seen a performance from a Packers defense like that in a long, long time. Clay Matthews, I believe, 3.5 sacks. 7 total sacks on the Bears. 4 picks on Jay Cutler. Is this Packers defense for real, Brian?
To be determined. I mean, it was certainly a step in the right direction yesterday against a team that has a pretty good offense in the Bears. So, I mean, Clay Matthews has 3.5 sacks. Tremont Williams has 2 interceptions. But even beyond the 2 interceptions, the most impressive part of Tremont Williams' night might be how he absolutely shut down wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Wasn't even targeted in the first half. In the second half, he was limited to 2 catches for a measly 24 yards. That didn't hurt at all. Really good night from the defense last night. Everybody getting to the act, like, what was it, 5, 6, 7 sacks total?
Yeah.
It was just, they're getting after the quarterback and intercepting footballs.
I remember we talked last week about certain fans overreacting and some people even calling for cries for Dom Capers' head, but look at the game plan he drew up against Brandon Marshall last night. I think Packer fans need to maybe reconsider if that is something you seriously want. Brian, what a game again on defense, an incredible job, the fake field goal, an awesome moment there at Lambeau Field. The offense, not the offense that we're used to seeing. As you mentioned last week, Aaron Rodgers, he's very good, but he hasn't looked superhuman like he did last year, and there was some miscommunication with James Jones. The running game got going a little bit, but are you worried that the offense not as sharp as they were a season ago?
We can take solace in that the running game looked good yesterday, finally got Cedric Benson going. But, you know, I'm not worried about this Packers offense. I am actually reminded of 2010, the Super Bowl season. You might remember early in the year, the first few games, Aaron Rodgers was not on the first few games of that year, and just look how that year ended and what they did. So I think just wait. You'll see the offense come alive and scoring 40 points a game in no time.
So the Packers with the nice victory over the Bears, 23-10, really fueled by the defense. Their next game, not until Monday the 24th against the Seahawks. I'd imagine McCarthy's going to let these guys rest up a little bit early in the season, kind of treat it as a second bye week. Do you think last night, now that we could talk about it since they did not go 0-2, do you think they needed to win last night? Could they have survived the season if they went 0-2?
I tell you, if they lost last night, it would not have looked good because of the reason that they had 2 home games right away to kick off the season. So that means they would have only have had 6 home games the rest of the way. So they would have had to do a lot of winning on the road. And certainly that's something they've done in the past. But, I mean, you get off to two losses to start the season. It's no gimme that you're going to win on the road from there on out. So, you know, I don't want to say must win, but it was certainly important for them to win.
Well, glad to see it and glad to have you on board, Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com.